This is the brief on supervised conversational AI in American healthcare. While headlines obsess over rogue AI, the August 30, 2026 issue of Conversational AI Watch, sponsored by Clinician Assist, highlights four founders shipping tools with one strict rule: the machine stops right where the licensed human begins. First, AI is transforming mental health triage without playing doctor. Think of it as a highly empathetic clipboard. Whether it's Mariana Coppola's moment for parents checking on new moms at 3 a.m., or Dr. Cesar Escobar Vieira's smiley chatbot for LGBTQ+ youth facing online victimization, these tools normalize routine check-ins and offer coping skills, but leave the actual diagnosis strictly to the human care team. Second, this boundary applies to physical healthcare prep too. Dr. Zachary Lum's chat OA walks osteoarthritis patients through hip and knee replacement options at their own reading level. Now, if the AI is smart enough to pass a second-year orthopedic exam, why stop at prep? Well, it's an intentional boundary. The AI summarizes the patient's goals but stops at the clinic door, ensuring the final surgical decision remains face-to-face between two humans. Finally, we're shifting to real-time biometric intervention. Up in Alaska, Dr. Patrick Doolin's Step Away Alcohol Manager uses your phone's camera to read facial stress signals, offering tailored coping steps before a drink. But does an AI reading your face for stress cross the line into automated therapy? No, it doesn't, because the clinician in the loop operates at the design stage, drawing strictly from a curated, evidence-based protocol rather than a free-running hallucination. Across all four of these rooms, the blueprint for safe healthcare AI is clear: build bounded machines that act as a bridge to a clinician, never replacement.